One, two, three.
Welcome to Security Guy Radio at beautiful Orlando, Florida.
Yes, it
as
is beautiful.
As is 2016.
Yes.
A little hot, but beautiful. What's your name?
My name is Danielle Wilkerson.
And what are you with? Who are you with?
I am with the Office of Director of National Intelligence for the National Counterintelligence and Security Center.
Now, you said intelligence twice there, so I know this is going to be good, right? Because
we
don't hear intelligence and security all together that much, right? So what do you guys do?
So our mission is to protect our government or our country's information away from our foreign adversaries.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Look,
different than internal.
Correct.
Looking at external. And what are some of the challenges you're looking at on those attacks? Cyber is one of them, I suppose.
Correct.
But, you know, espionage, somebody's a spy trying to steal stuff, that kind of thing.
Right. So what we're here this week at As Is, we rolled out a training awareness campaign to help our customers, federal government agencies, corporations, companies, to protect their data against breaches.
Oh, good. That's a big problem now.
Yeah. So,
you know, my big thing is this bring your own device, right?
Right.
So it's cheaper to have somebody bring their own phone instead of buying 100,000 phones if you're a big company. But people go home and they use the phone for their TV remote control.
Correct.
They use it to play games and stuff. And, you know, I think that's a big vulnerability.
So we rolled out this training program following a number of the big data breaches. You might have heard of the OPM, Office of Personnel Management, Blue Cross Blue Shield, other big data breaches. And we wanted to let people know how that stolen data could be used against them.
Okay.
And then also how could they further protect their information once it's already been compromised.
Now, does your organization do certification for people?
Not currently,
okay.
No. So we are more of an oversight and guidance organization.
All right, setting standards and things like
that.
Okay.
And policies. And
right.
So we wanted to put this information out there to let people know how they could protect themselves.
Right.
So we have four main focuses. Spear phishing, which is a big one.
Yep, it's a big one.
Social media deception, human targeting, and then we also found that people are being targeted while they travel, so we gave a travel awareness section.
So let's go through those one at a time.
Okay.
Start with the first one.
Spear phishing. So a lot of people know spear phishing as just phishing. Well, phishing is just when you get an email, it looks like it's from a company that you know.
Right.
But it has a link in it that when you click on it, or an attachment, when you click on it, open it, it puts malware on your computer.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's ransomware, or sometimes it's something that seizes control of your computer. So we found that a lot of people are falling victim to this because when their data was breached or was stolen, now the adversary knows what banks you bank with,
right?
What healthcare you have,
yes.
And so they can target you a little bit more specifically.
They go, can they come back? They might wait 6 months so you
Correct.
Don't pay attention, and then they come back and say, hey, you know, it's interesting. I had something like that. A friend of mine had an email they received that said, from their boss, supposedly, mm-hmm. Would you please set up a wire transfer for me for so-and-so?
Exactly.
And they went off and did this. And I'm thinking, has your boss ever used the word wire transfer
ever
in his life? Nobody uses that term.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that's a big foreign exchange kind of a thing. And they got in.
Yeah.
And now they went quiet, but they come back every couple months
and they send
try
again.
Another one. Yeah. So spear phishing is the specific attack on an individual because they have more information on you.
That's correct. Phishing is like a general one.
General
you may
one,
get
right.
the one that says like a prince from Nigeria needs your help or
exactly.
has inheritance. That's a generic one.
Right, right.
Spear that's just called phishing. Spear phishing is when they know something about you specifically and they use that to further gain your trust.
And we've seen a couple big companies mm-hmm. that are not stupid people that got fell victim to this because
right.
they said, "Hey, send me a check for $1 million." Okay. And it's happened. Yeah.
So in our training awareness program, we created a video for each of these four topics.
Okay.
And in our video, it tells you what spear phishing is, like I just did, but also tells you how to kind of try to recognize it by hovering over the links and hovering over the from address to kind of see if you recognize that address or if it seems legit.
Sure.
So we just want people to be careful and to think a little bit before they click links, before they open attachments.
And what's the second one?
The second one is social media deception.
Now, do we also call that social hacking? Or social engineering, or is
that
different?
So all of these four things are under the umbrella of social engineering.
Oh, okay, all right.
So, and we actually are about to release a new video about social engineering itself. And so, but these four things that we came up with are basically social engineering tactics.
Yeah. I mean, you know, back in the day, I was a private eye, and this is all legitimate. Don't send me any letters, all right? But let's say we had a lawsuit, and somebody owed money, and it was all legitimate. We're trying to collect it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I could call people on the phone and get them to give me their bank account eventually.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, now it's more sophisticated.
Yes.
And because you can find so much about somebody online, just as a general sense, you know, probably where they live. And then when somebody calls, they sound familiar.
Yes.
And you think, oh, you know, I'm going to tell them. I tell nobody anything on the phone. Just don't do it. That's just my practice. And if people are mad about it, they find another way to get a hold of me to be legitimate and verify, right?
Exactly. So in our social engineering video, which is going to be released in the next few weeks, maybe at the beginning of October, we talk about that, about how people shouldn't be calling you and asking you for confidential or sensitive information.
Yeah, it's illogical.
So only give that information out if you originate the call and you know who you're talking to.
Right.
So with the social media deception, what we're finding is that a lot of people are leaving their social media profiles open in public, allowing the average person or any or maybe the adversary to come and look at their social media
instead of
profile.
Just your friends.
Exactly. So they may have their high school information on there. They may have their college information on there. They may have a friend of their coworkers. And so I can just go through your page and look through.
Yeah.
And then I can contact you and say, hey, Chuck, remember when we went to University of so-and-so together?
That's true.
We were in the business economics department.
You know, I'm in a tough spot because I'm semi-public, mm-hmm. right? And
right.
I have a lot of people. I have a Facebook page for business and one for private. And if I turn off my Facebook one for friends, I'm cutting out some of my business. And I'm struggling with it all the time. What I do is I kind of turn it off for 3 months, mm-hmm. turn it on for 3 months. I kind of go back and forth. At least I'm figuring 50% of the time I'm not being attacked.
Right.
But it is true. There's no reason you got to put your date of birth. A lot of my nieces and nephews put their date of birth on Facebook.
Right.
And I go, what are you doing that for? Who cares when your birthday is except your parents? You know?
And so a lot of people are using their regular personal email as the email that connects to their
right.
And then they use that same email for all of their banking transactions. So if someone hovers over it, they have your date of birth,
right.
email address. They may know your mom's maiden name. It may be
So
they could call it. So they could call up and pretend to be you using what you've posted on social media. So we're asking people to be smart. Set
That's
their
a
privacy
very good
settings
one.
Very high.
Yeah.
And also be very wary of who you add as a friend.
Right.
On Facebook, you want to make sure that you actually really know them, and they're not just someone that's pretending to pretend.
And LinkedIn too has issues.
And LinkedIn,
for sure. That's like the new meat market or something.
We are finding
it's like a dating site.
Exactly. So a lot of people are getting hooked into these scams where people pose as recruiters and ask them about their job.
Yes.
And then they give away sensitive company information.
Right.
Just thinking that they're being recruited for a job.
That's very clever.
So, you know, we have to be very careful.
Yeah.
The third way that we are finding people are being exploited is by human targeting.
Now, what? I don't think I know what that is.
Human targeting is when someone comes up to you in person.
Okay.
Doing the same thing that they would do online, but they're actually doing it in a face-to-face way.
Okay.
And we have a video that describes this, and it's actually this type of event is perfect for human targeters. They will just walk up to you, bump into you at a conference.
Right.
And then strike up a conversation with you, and maybe it plays on your ability, on your natural inclination to trust people.
Yeah, we don't want to be mean to people.
Yeah. And so they may find something in common with you. You may be, or they may have been following you around, watching you through the conference and knowing what booths you're stopping at. And then they may say, hey, I saw you at the Access booth. And I heard that you were interested in this. I'm also interested in that. Would you like to talk about it over lunch? And then they seem friendly. And then when you get back to your home location, they contact you. And they say, hey, remember we met at the conference? Are you going to be in town this weekend? And they just strike up a conversation with you. And eventually they may ask you to do small favors for them. Hey, could you get me the list of all the people that blah, blah, blah. And then before you know it, you've given company information or even personal
I have to be careful about that because people ask me things because of my show.
Of course.
And I don't want to be an ass and say no, right?
Yeah.
But I had a guy walk up to me and say, oh, it's Mark so-and-so. And I'm going, I have no idea who this dude is.
Yeah.
And he was being very familiar, like I absolutely knew him. And now that you said that, I'm thinking maybe that's what was going on in that one.
Yeah, yeah. So you don't want to not trust anyone.
Right.
But you just want to be a little bit suspicious of people that know a lot about you when they first walk up to you.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know who they are, but they know a lot about you. Maybe they've got it from your social media. So maybe they've been following you on social media. And they knew you were coming to this conference. And they decided, hey, this is a perfect opportunity to bump into this person and find out more about them. And our final area was travel awareness. So we have a lot of companies here that are in the international business.
Right.
They have international ventures and people are traveling overseas. We have to be careful that not all of the countries that we visit are friendly. And even the friendly countries, they may also have operatives or intelligence agents that are there trying to get information from us. And so a lot of people think that, well, you know, I don't work for a government agency. I don't deal in classified information. But your company does have sensitive and proprietary information that if gotten into the wrong hands could be detrimental to the company. So we want to make sure that everyone is protecting our information, our economic information, our research and development information, as well as classified and incentive information.
Now, would you call your organization a consultancy? Is it a nonprofit? What's the structure?
So we're actually a government agency.
You are a government agency. Okay. You act like a government agency. I'm very pleased to hear that.
Yeah. So we're a government agency. We are based out of the D.C. area.
Okay.
Our organization was started following 9/11. Right. It was one of the organizations that was created to bring all of the intelligence community agencies together so that we could share and talk.
Kind of like prior to Homeland Security.
Exactly.
Interesting.
So Homeland Security was created as a direct result of 9/11, as was our organization, right. The Office of Director of National Intelligence. And then from that, our center was created, the National Counterintelligence and Security Center. You may have also heard of National Counterterrorism Center. That's our sister organization of ours.
Okay.
And then National Counterproliferation Center is also a sister organization of ours. We all
I know a lot of stuff, and I'm not sure if we're you guys. And I feel embarrassed. So I should have.
So we're really small. I mean, we've been around since 9/11, so about 15 years. But we actually had a different name. About 2 years ago, our name changed. We were the National Counterintelligence Executive. That was our office. But then we changed to be a center. So we're the National Counterintelligence and Security Center.
Well, I want to get the word out. This is a great organization. This is great information.
Thank you so much. And we have a website, ncsc.gov, where we have resources for our government partners as well as our industry partners to go there. We have resources on all the things we just talked about, as well as new information about supply chain risk management. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that.
That's a problem.
That's a big problem. Yeah. And so we wanted to get the word out about that, let people know that be careful where you're getting your parts from, where you're getting your products from, because our adversaries are very cunning, and they like to embed things and do different things to sabotage us. So we want to really be aware, because if we're all safe, if everyone can be on the lookout and be safe, and keep our whole nation as safe.
Oh, absolutely.
As a whole,
if I was an evil adversary of the United States, I'd buy a nut and bolt company, and I'd make them inferior, and I'd have them put all our military together with those things. And one day, they're all going to break.
Yeah.
I mean, people think that way now. Yeah. There are all kinds of smart things.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming on Security Guy Radio. This has been very informative. And anytime you guys want to come on or send me a latest bulletin or briefing, let's get you to Skype in and you know, maybe at the top of the hour say, hey, we got an update from the government. We've got to take a look at this. I think it's going to be very valuable. I want to help you get the word out there about the organization.
All right. Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Wow, that's amazing. You guys got to get more of the public out there.
I know. It's hard. Government agencies don't like to always share about what's happening.
Oh, yeah. They did like that one. Yeah, it's very good. Well, thanks.
Thank you so much.
Okay.